You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Mersbach with your local newscast. Lawmakers passed a slate of property tax relief bills during this year's legislative session. One will provide an exemption of 50% of a property's value. That's as long as it's the primary residence for homeowners 65 or older, and they've paid property taxes in the state for 25 years or more. KHOL's David Dudley reports.
Patricia Mears stands before her home near downtown Cheyenne. She and her husband bought it for $24,000 in 1974. Today, homes in the area sell for $350,000 and higher. A widow living on a pension, she's felt the impact as her property taxes jumped in the past 3 years. The tax relief will help her continue to live independently.
You start having to give up things. First is entertainment, then it's gas for the car, then it's medications, and then it's food.
While that bill passed, Governor Gordon's veto on another property tax bill may reconvene the legislature with a special session. For KHOL, I'm David Dudley in Cheyenne.
Wyoming will soon see a new law that mandates educators in the state to obtain parental consent to teach classes on gender identity and sexual orientation. It also requires teachers to notify parents of changes in their students' physical, mental, or emotional health. Governor Mark Gordon allowed it to pass into law without his signature. Critics worry the bill would open up educators to legal liability if disgruntled parents or students decide to sue if they think they haven't been properly notified. Josh Thompson is a social studies teacher in the Natrona County School District.
This law puts teachers in the position of really forcing us to violate students' privacy and violate student identity.
But lawmakers spoke in favor of the bill, saying it's needed in case a student changes their pronouns without parental knowledge. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Mersbach.